Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Nothing beats curling up on a cold day with a good book, and it's that time of year again when people are looking to give the children in their lives a great book to keep them entertained. But there's so much choice out there and it can be difficult to find the perfect read for the little people in our lives. So I'm joined on the phone now by Elena Ryan, who's CEO of Children's Books Ireland, and also from our Waterford studio by librarian Tracy McEnany. And before we begin, all of the recommendations are available on rte.ie/todaycb. And we're talking today about children from the ages of 0 up to 11. Next Monday, Elena and Tracy will be talking about books for teenagers and young adults. But the very youngest readers today, Elena, we're starting with, and picture books and stories you think will engage them in the under 3 age group first.
Morning, Claire. So starting off with Chris Houghton, who is really my go-to for baby book gifts anytime I'm buying them. He has an amazing back catalogue, and your readers might recognise Shush, We Have a Plan, which is one of my favourites and a bit lost. Lots of his titles available as board books and translated into different languages. But his latest is called Maybe, and it's about three mischievous little monkeys who are told by their mum not to go down to the mango tree because there are tigers there. But of course they think, maybe we can just have a look and maybe we can just try one. And that maybe is going to be very familiar to parents of young children. Full of tension, brightly coloured, absolutely brilliant for this age group.
And listen, there's always that great joy, isn't there, Tracy, when you see your child, when they're a baby and they first show interest in a book, the eyes light up and the smile.
Oh, absolutely. And I would say to anybody who buys new books to smell the book first, because you cannot beat the smell of a new book.
You've lots of little readers, I know, who use the library. Are there firm favourites, the ones that fly off the shelves every time?
There are. There's The Gruffalo by Julia Donaldson. She's written over 150 books and she has sold 13.5 million of The Gruffalo. The Detective Dog is another one. And because it's Library Ireland Week, this is a very firm favourite with librarians and children across Ireland. This is about the detective dog. He's got a great nose for crime. The books are stolen out of the school and he has to go and track down the robber. And the robber only stole the books because he wants something to read. So, of course, Nell has the great idea, bring him into the library, join up for free, and you have 12 million items there for you to borrow. Also, another book that's actually brilliant is We're Going on a Bear Hunt. This is by Michael Rosen and Helen Oxbury. This is for anybody 0 to 3 years of age. It's a rhyming story. We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. Oh, what a beautiful day. We're not scared. And then they meet the obstacle. And of course, we can't go over it. We can't go under it. Oh no, we've got to go through it. And The Very Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carle. This is for 0 to 3 years of age. You wouldn't believe it's actually published since 1969. But again, this is always a firm favourite for story times or anybody that age.
We go back to that one time and again, and mine are all over 3, but they still love that book. Elena, lovely Christmas books for the age groups, for that age group as well, specifically about the season.
Yeah, and specifically Irish ones as well. And this is just 3 of the amazing selections that I've pulled out. So starting with Kianoana Skailge, Daddy na Nullag is a fabulous Christmas poem written by our laureate na Nog, Aunini Glynn, and now turned into a stunning hardback gift book and illustrated by Andrew Whitson, styled here as Mr. Ando. This is just a gorgeous book. It's the story of the most exciting night of the year, so you see Santa and his elves getting prepared to deliver their presents all around the world. Really bright coloured, jewel tones, and a gorgeous, gorgeous reinterpretation of this poem, which had been a read aloud. I've also picked out A Dublin Christmas by Nicola Colton. It's obviously a little bit less universal set as it is in the capital, but I couldn't leave it out. It's just a beautiful, another stunning hardback, shiny gold lettering, and so many of the Christmassy sights of Dublin that even those of us from outside the pale know and love. So we have the National Library Reading Room, the lights of Grafton Street and Brown Thomas Window. This is about a little girl called Orla who's waiting for her gran, whose flight is delayed on Christmas Eve, and even though she's missing her, she knows that hanging up Gran's special fairy lights on the tree will help her to feel better and closer to her granny. But when the power goes, she has to enlist the help of some very special fairies, actual fairies from the fairy lights, to light up the city for Christmas. And you'll have to read it to see if Orla gets a very special Christmas present on Christmas morning. And then the last one that I've pulled from the particularly Christmassy stash is called Evie's Christmas Wishes by Siobhan Parkinson, another former laureate in Oak, and illustrated by Shannon Bergen. And this is Shannon Bergen's debut. This is about a little girl, Evie, whose name comes from having been born on Christmas Eve. And it's, again, a story of families travelling to come together at Christmas time, which I think may be very real for families this year. Evie has a lot of wishes, hence the title. She has many, many wishes. And this book has all the best elements of Christmas, you know, from school plays and pantomimes to baking and decorating and carol singer at the arrivals hall at the airport. The illustration is really gorgeous. It feels warm and cozy. And I should say that across all three of these books, they're beautifully inclusive. So, you know, picture books have been changing over the last couple of years particularly, and we have lots of characters of colour, lots of folks who are featuring disabilities. And I think it's really showing the richness and diversity of Irish society. And that's such an important thing in the books that we're giving to children and young people this Christmas.
And it's always nice when you have those Christmas books in the house to put them away with the decorations, and then they appear again with the decorations at Christmas time and they all feel new and very Christmassy. And Tracy, the ones that you're recommending, the new books that you're recommending, including this one by John Cain, this is called This Book Is Pants.
This book is pants. I absolutely adore this book. It's in the shape of a pants. I was in the book centre and I was holding a book centre in Waterford, and I was holding this book up to myself to see if it worked actually. And it's actually really, really good. You've got smarty pants, you've got space pants, and you have to put on the pants to represent, you know, to help the hero in this book and his alien friend.
Children love things, books about pants, don't they?
They love, oh my goodness, pants, farts, wheeze. You've got Dirty Bertie is for the next age group, 4 to 7 years of age, and he loves all that, farts, everything. We're talking about this, poos, wheeze. Look, anyway, people will say that today with Claire Byrne is taking a nosedive. The Night the Moon Went Missing is by Brendan Kearney. This is for 3 years plus. This is an absolutely fabulously illustrated book. Lucy has to go to look for the moon. The moon feels unloved compared to the sun because, you know, everybody comes out during the day and to see the sun, but during the night everybody's asleep, so the moon says, I'm not wanted, I'm off. So Lucy has to go and search for the moon. The Christmas Pine by Julia Donson. This is illustrated by Victoria Sandroy. Again, 3 years plus, but again, a lovely, beautiful Christmas present.
Okay, we have a listener, Trish, who'd love a recommendation for a farm book for her 2-year-old grandson, Noel. So maybe do you want to have a think about that? Maybe we'll come back to that question in a moment. But Elena, in the meantime, we're going to move on to readers between the ages of 4 and 7. And the first one you have is perfect for any young environmentalist out there.
Yes, so The Last Seaweed Pie by Wenda Surety and illustrated by Paddy Donnelly. We get a question a lot for this age group about where to start in talking about environmentalism, and this is a brilliant book by itself. So illustrated by Paddy Donnelly, it's about the treeple, who are folks who live up in the trees, love to make things, but when they make new things they throw away the old and they end up throwing them into the ocean. Now the seaple live in the ocean, and when the rubbish from the land piles up underwater they emerge on land seeking a new home. So it's about that message of reusing, not having to make new things all the time, which I think is brilliant coming from Black Friday, and just opening one's eyes to the lure of the new. They have a section of tips at the back about how the young reader can become an ocean hero, and they're small, achievable things for kids who are just becoming environmentally aware and want to make a difference. I have to say Paddy Donnelly's illustration is gorgeous in this. He was first published in March 2019 and he's had a whopping 11 books out since then. So if young readers like this one, he's got a great back catalogue of picture books and early readers for ages kind of 2 up to 8.
Okay, that sounds like a great one. The next one I love because it's about unicorns, Kevin versus the Unicorns, but they're kind of snobby unicorns. They're snobby about their biscuits.
They really are. Kevin is a roly-poly flying pony, and this is the fourth Kevin book. We're very fond of him in my house. This is by Sarah McIntyre and Philip Reeve. They're a complete power duo when it comes to children's books, and there are snobby unicorns in this. There's a competition that Kevin's getting involved in. He doesn't really want to do it, but Kevin is obsessed with biscuits, particularly custard creams, and he's been promised those, so the lure is there. It's a really heavily illustrated chapter book, so for folks to picture this, small hardback, hold it in your hand for readers aged 5 to 8, and it's perfect for folks. Tracy mentioned Dirty Bertie. We have a lot of Dirty Bertie in our house, and this is a good weaning off of Dirty Bertie and Isadora Moon for readers who have got stuck into those series and are looking for something different. And Sarah McIntyre and Philip Reeve have a super, super back catalogue of this style of book. Really smart, heavily illustrated. Check out Pugs of the Frozen North, which I think we have spoken about before. And then for the farm books, Spot is a real old classic. So Spot on the Farm for the zero to twos is a great place to start.
Okay, Trish, there you
go. And
then
for older kids, there's the Great Irish Farm book is a super one as they progress and get that bit older.
Oh yeah, that's Darren McCullough's book from last year. It's a great one with lots of detailed information. But Kevin versus the Unicorns, I'm putting an asterisk beside that one. That's definitely one that we're going to look out for. Rabbit and Bear series, Tracy. This is a firm favourite in our house as well. And it has some of the Rudy stuff in there, which they love, but also really good stories, you know, a proper little adventure.
That's right. And it's for anybody who's doing the step up from the picture book. The fifth in the series by Julian Gough, It's a Bad King is a Sad King. It's aimed at 5 to 8 year olds. And it's a small book. It's about A5 size. There's always a moral in the story. And this story is about Bear. And Bear is always the problem solver. And in this book, Bear kind of struggles in this book and he can't solve the problem. And the problem is that the mean ice bear wants to become the king of the valley. So he has to ask his friends for help. And that's always hard when you're asking your friends for help. But yeah, and that was Russell, actually. I got a lot of help from compiling this list this week, and that was from Russell Walsh in Waterford. So,
some of your readers then at the library have been helping you, have
absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. And
I wanted to ask you about this recommendation you have for fans of Dog Man by Dave Pilkey, because when you get to the end of a series, there's always that question, where do you go next?
This is the Investigator series. This is by John Patrick Green. Perfect for fans, as you said, of Dogman by Dave Pilkey or Jamie Smart's Bunny vs. Monkey series. It's a graphic novel. It's two alligators, Mango and Brash, and they team up to beat crime. And of course, their favourite method of travel is down the sewers. And there's great spy technology and perfect for graphic novel lovers.
What do you see children of this age picking out themselves, Tracy, in the library?
They love Roald Dahl. That's always really, really popular. Isadora Moon by Harriet Muncaster. That's for 7 years plus. Now, she's half fairy, half vampire. Horrid Henry, really popular. And we have several books of Horrid Henry. They have like 21 million copies have been sold, translated in 25 different languages. Dr. Seuss, Shane Hegarty, the Boots series. Frank Lampard, if you want the football. Michael Rosen, really, really funny. And of course, Dirty Bertie and Captain Underpants are always crowd pleasers.
Okay, I always wonder about Horrid Henry. You know, he is so horrid. You ask yourself, will my child start to behave like this child? Well, I don't want this to happen.
They will, because we had someone that wouldn't let their child take out Horrid Henry because Horrid Henry had put the toilet roll down the toilet and that's what the child exactly did. So they weren't impressed.
Yeah, well, if they don't read about him, they'll probably see him on the telly anyway. So it's going to be coming to you regardless of what you try to do. Elena, let's move up then to 8 to 11. And many children that age, they'll be learning lots in school, but they may be learning about the Titanic, and you have the perfect book for any child whose interest is piqued by the story.
Yeah, and I think there are lots of young readers who, you know, non-fiction might maybe draw them in more than fiction, and it's one that you can dip into, don't necessarily need to read it start to finish. This is Rescuing Titanic, a true story of quiet bravery in the North Atlantic. It's by Flora DeLarge, who is an astonishing debut. She's the Belfast writer-illustrator, and it tells the story of ordinary people who became heroes in a time of crisis, really, and celebrating the best of humanity. So it's about the Carpathia and the crew of the Carpathia who rescued folks from the Titanic when it went down. Flora's illustration, again, is really stunning. She manages to tell this story like a story while also giving you huge amounts of detail, little panels of facts telling you about the crew and who they were and picking out particular people who were on the Titanic, which I think really makes it more real for young readers. These, you know, historical concepts can be very abstract, so actually understanding what it was like, what was happening, and does it really sensitively, I have to say. So this is a gorgeous one. Again, a big, beautiful hardback gift book.
And you have two more books for this age group, and these ones have everything for the young reader, a laugh out loud book and one with a baddie.
Yes, lots of baddies actually in all of these. So the Very Dangerous Sisters of Indigo MacLeod has the baddies in the title. The sisters, Peaches MacLeod and the other MacLeod sisters, might look sweet, but the truth is they've been terrorising the children in the town of Blunt for some time. And this is about their brother Indigo, who leaps from roof to roof across the town, trying to figure out what they're up to, and thwarting their course for badness with his friend Polly. So this is a thoroughly original book, I have to say. And for fans of Roald Dahl, people who like a bit of darkness with their humour, it's really fresh, I have to say, and totally absurd and dramatic and really compelling. It's not that long a book. It's a real page-turner. And I'd mention as well that The Summer I Robbed a Bank by David O'Doherty and illustrated by Chris Judge, which is a recent Unpost Irish Book Awards winner, would be another one in this vein. A little bit of darkness, a little bit of sadness, but lots and lots of humour throughout. And then my last pick for this age group is a book called Skyborn by Sinead O'Hart. Now, this is a prequel to Sinead's first book, The Eye of the North, but you can read them in any order you like. And in fact, the author suggests starting with Skyborn first. This is a circus story, and the circus falls on hard times, and we look at a young boy called Bastian who's following in his late mother's footsteps, and the only way he feels he can save the circus, and he's been asked to, is to perform a death-defying trapeze act. And this is in fact the act during which his mother died performing. This is the last-ditch effort. His stepfather, the ringmaster, is absolutely the villain in this story, and he makes a deal with a stranger promising this unusual man, Dr. Bauer, the last memento that Bastian has of his late mother. So it's kind of a fantasy book. It's kind of steampunky, lots of intrigue in it and a big adventure. O'Hart's writing is really super, lots of magic in this.
Okay, so that's Skyborn by Sinead O'Hart. And Tracy, for you, when you're thinking about children between the age of 8 and 11, what new books have caught your eye?
The Vet Man and His Bionic Animal Clan. This is in by Noel Fitzpatrick. It's the first book he's written for children. It's about a super vet who specialises in bionic animal care, and his old enemy wants to kill all the cats and dogs in the world. So he has to team up with Imogen and Finley and all the credible bionic animals to save their animal companions. And the baddie in this book is the man with no name. The 143-story treehouse by Andy Griffiths and Terry Denton, always really, really popular. The 11th book in the series is out. You start off at the 13-story treehouse, and every book that he adds is another 13 stories, another 13 stories. Now, in this, you've got the spooky graveyard, which is always midnight, even regardless of the time of the day. You've got a camping ground. You've got whirlpools. So everything and anything happens in this treehouse. And actually, Andy writes the words for the book in this treehouse, and Terry draws the pictures in the treehouse for the book. So you've got Diary of the Wimpy Kid. You've got That's the Big Shot by Jeff Kenny. Always really, really popular. The 16th book of the series, it'll just fly off the shelves.
Absolutely. And then The Christmas Pig you have in there as well by J.K. Rowling.
The Christmas Pig, yeah.
All right, listen, we're going to leave it there, Elena and Tracy, and you'll be joining me again next Monday. We'll be talking through the best books available for children aged over 12, and we'll move as well into the young adult market. And don't forget, all of today's valuable suggestions from both Elena and Tracy are on our website now. That's rte.ie/todaycb.